Oh, yeah, I didn't come up with an intro, so I'm Bill.
I'm Brian.
Damn it.
I win!
I'm Brian.
And he lost.
And I'm the best.
And these are some of the sodas we like.
Why did we let him do that?
I don't know, but it was awesome.
He's going to be hyper this whole show.
I think that's the best intro we've ever had. Ever.
And I have a knife.
Sadly, I think Dave's right on that.
God damn it. Okay. Brian brought more colorful fruity drinks into Dave's basement.
Yes.
But it's of a reputable brand.
Exactly. This is Jones Soda, so we're not dicking around.
Yeah, Jones Soda, bitch. Drink it.
Yeah.
This woman is also a dog.
There's no woman on my bottle, just a dog. I mean, there's a woman, I guess, in the reflection of the sunglasses.
No, this is like a before and after shot of a werewolf. This is amazing. Look at this. Werewolf.
Damn.
Do we all have the same graphic on our bottles?
No.
Okay.
See?
Werewolf. Yeah, that's what I got.
Yeah, they're all randomized.
Okay, well, that's a mark in its favor right frickin' there.
Ah! Jesus! Dave has something way more terrible.
He has a puppet behind a tree.
No, it's that's a man.
Dinosaur.
That is a man in a dinosaur suit.
That is a man in a dinosaur suit?
That is a dinosaur with a man inside him.
That is...
Now ooh, I have nightmares.
That is foxy.
Nope. Don't want to know about that.
Also,
it's like the end of that one SMBC
and
theater.
And Brian,
oh, man,
stop talking.
That's a sexy dinosaur. Oh, damn it.
But I mean, this box also does
yeah,
give
so
sweet
this
ways
is Jones.
To this
they're
box.
Classy. You got the different pictures. They're all like, you know.
Yeah, you can turn it into a cardboard
speaker.
Speaker. Ooh. Fun.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
The way I figure Jones is, they're like the Modest Mouse of independent
sodas.
What the
fuck is inverted cane sugar?
It's upside down. What do you want?
It's cane sugar, which has been inverted.
Oh, so it's from Australia?
Rather than putting the cane sugar in the bottle like this, they tip the cane sugar over and put it in the bottle like so.
Oh, that's really helpful in an audio podcast.
People know what I said.
I'm just going to go ahead and assume it's
Bill's
Australia.
An excellent communicator.
I give
he uses
speeches.
His words to say things.
And then people know what he means. What? Mm-hmm. By what he said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean,
my words convey the emotions I feel.
Jones Soda, which is, oh cool, this is photo 1225859
well,
from
so
Alabama.
Look this shit up. That's a lot of photos.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Jones Soda,
Seattle. For a long time.
Yeah.
All right.
They've been in the game for a while.
So let's pop them.
Yeah, might as well pop them. They're pretty crisp on them, actually.
Mm-hmm. Definitely got the green apple
that
smell
is
right away.
Yeah, that is an aggressive green apple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Super green apple.
Now, I've mentioned this to Brian, but in general, I don't really like the flavor green apple.
Which is weird, because I do, but I'm actually still a little bit nervous to take this, because this smell is really strong.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got facts here.
Oh, boy.
Or no, fortune, sorry. Soon you will encounter a whole new world of opportunity. Well, I'm going to have to watch Aladdin later. God damn it.
You are soon going to change your line of work.
Dave's going to get fired, Brian.
I'm unemployed.
Yeah, that's not going to go well for you, is it?
Oh, I got fired from unemployed.
Look for priceless news from a loved one. I think somebody else should have taken this bottle.
Brian loves no one. Well, sure as hell isn't giving you priceless news from me. I'm like 95% of the people you talk to.
Yes, you are 19 of the 20 people I talk to.
Oh, lordy.
Okay, drinking.
It's going to be necessary.
Mm. Yep, that's green apple, all right.
That's definitely a green apple.
You know how every once in a while Brian goes, "Damn it, Bill." That's what my jaw just did.
It just went, "Damn it, Bill?"
Yep. Went numb for a second.
Ah.
Meh.
So a little backstory. When I was in high school...
God damn it.
When I was in high school, this was like one of my favorite things to get.
Really?
Yeah.
Good poll then, Brian, I guess.
Yeah, I haven't had one in probably 5 years, mm-hmm. but back in the day, like, I thought that, you know, a Jones green apple, that was cool.
I have had a lot of requests for this exact soda from some of our younger listeners, too.
Yeah,
there we go. So that's still a thing.
That one actually tasted like it was a green apple. Like, not a green apple soda.
No, yeah, still, I mean, like, I definitely like have no complaints mm-hmm. with this flavor at all. Like, I don't think it's overly sweet.
Mm-hmm.
It's hitting the mark. It's just not a mark I ever intend to stand next to.
What the fuck does that mean?
He's an excellent communicator, Brian.
Leaving it up to your interpretation.
God! What is with you today?
Had you seen my elaborate
hand gestures? I'm not going to remind you again.
Maybe you would have gotten it.
You will, because your outbursts against me are the funniest shit we do on this podcast.
In a sense, it's why we're here.
We podcast at Dave, so Dave can yell at me.
Take the heat off me for an episode.
This is true.
But no, I'm sorry for interrupting. Continue.
That's about it. No, I mean, it's got a good, strong apple flavor.
Definitely.
I mean, it's not just like, you know, a sugary sweet mm-hmm. bomb without anything backing it up.
Yeah.
It's definitely, it's a properly balanced flavor.
It's really making me want a drink of water, though. Like, it's getting my mouth all sticky.
Have you ever had sugared soda before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was just...
At least 16 of them.
Okay.
This is episode 17.
Lordy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, no, it's definitely green apple-y enough that I feel like I did not need to know this was a green apple soda.
Oh, yeah.
To know. It's like, oh, yeah, that's green apple.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, those...
And there have been a lot of them that were not that case for us.
Yeah, you know that, those green apple lollipops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tastes exactly like those.
Yeah.
Only a little bubbly.
And with significantly less caramel.
This is also true.
Man, if I could pour some, just drizzle some caramel in here.
Do you have caramel syrup?
Caramel sauce.
That might need to happen.
Oh my god.
We'll be right back. Brian's laughing, but he knows I'll do it. Like, give me a glass and some caramel sauce.
It's not so much I'm laughing because I know you'll do it. I'm laughing because I'm waiting for one of you guys to go do it.
Duh.
God. I don't know where the caramel sauce is kept.
Do you actually want to do it? We can do it.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Let's do it. We will be right back. All right, we're working in a medium that's going to cool quickly, so we're just going to go right into it and tell you guys later.
Dave, you're right.
Dave, go.
Go.
Do it. Jump.
Full hop. I have to roll
a bar.
Oh. Oh, my God. You guys are going to be so jealous of the experience.
I totally assumed that this was going to be awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so, we are men of science, and we decided we're combining caramel into soda. As scientists, why would we do that in only one way? So, Dave, who went first, his was the last decision. He had a shot glass full of hot caramel that he pounded and then had a green apple soda chaser. And it was... I assume
freaking
amazing.
Delicious. It's like my whole mouth was like coated with caramel. And the apple is like passing through it, and it's just like,
wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like a spiritual experience.
Joe's green apple, a spiritual experience.
Provided you have a shot glass.
And caramel.
So for mine was first. We just melted some caramel and poured it straight into my bottle, and it smells amazing. I haven't had any yet because I'm saving it. Should we introduce yours beforehand?
No, just go.
Okay. Kind of cancel each other out.
Cancel each other out? What does that mean?
It doesn't really taste like much of anything.
Okay.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, I'm not saying it makes sense. Okay, I'm starting to get it. Maybe it was just the top, because it was a lot of foam, so... Okay. Yeah, this is
oh, yeah, that was the other important thing to note, is adding the foam, or the caramel to the soda did cause Bill's soda to start foaming out the top of the bottle.
Oh, yeah, and this was, like, half gone at the time.
Yeah.
We did science to it.
Mm-hmm. And mine was...
I like it.
Mine was kind of a middle of the road between the two. We took the hot caramel, poured it into, what, would you call this a highball glass, or...
Yep.
Okay. And then poured some of the soda into it, and then basically I just swirled it for a while.
And yours looks like it's a little better mixed than Bill's.
Yeah, it does look like it's a good mix. Mine is, although a thoroughly unattractive color, which you would expect when you mix green and orange.
Yeah, it does not look appealing right now. It looks like, it looks just like horrible milk.
Yeah. Or some kind of like bile.
I don't know what you'd prefer, though.
Yeah. All right, so... I mean, there's not
doesn't
much
look good.
Yeah, but here's hoping it's really tasty. That is good. I'm not sure it's the spiritual experience that Dave had.
Nothing is the spiritual experience that Dave had.
You haven't lived until you've taken a shot of hot caramel.
Now, I know I keep asking people to send in pictures of them drinking soda, but for the love of God, if you take one picture, make it you doing a shot of hot caramel.
And no fatties.
It's important.
Okay, we'll take fatties too, but warn us, like, in the subject line.
Send them to Brian's email.
But yeah, perfect. Send them to Brian first. He'll filter them.
Brian, filtering the fatties, 2011.
So, we want to start rating?
I'm enjoying myself way more than I was before.
That is true. Yeah, this is definitely getting a with and without caramel number.
Well, the without caramel score friggin' tanked. Like,
just because you have
to... Because we have to scale this.
Yeah, thing. You have to rescale it with caramel. Well, we can't make scale 4,000, so that means without caramel is going to be like 12. We'll have to retroactively change all of our previous scores.
Why? No, we can just add more on the top. It'll go to 140 from now on.
Well, no, we rate this. We rate the main soda normally, and then we rate the with caramel scale normally. But that's a separate scale in comparison to the other ones. So only other sodas mixed with caramel enter into that scale.
Mm, the with caramel scale.
Yes.
And it goes from 1 to...
It still goes to
100. 84.
Well, it goes to 100, but you can rate it 84.
No, because if it goes 1 to 100, it's going to be rated 100. It was
it's
a spiritual 100.
Experience. It's the only one in the category.
With caramel, I give mine an 84, though. That's actually a pretty good number for this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not 100. Nothing else is 100. It was still pretty good.
All right, so with caramel, I guess. The highball method.
I don't know why that's funny.
I'll give it...
I'm having too much sugar.
I think I'll give it a solid 89.
With caramel.
No, we know
the pre-shot and chaser. Friggin' 140.
So that's 84, 89, and 140.
Yeah.
Fucking whatever.
It was amazing.
Without caramel? 52.
Oh, damn it. That comes out to 103 evenly.
Whatever.
Nice. Without caramel, I would give this one an 80. I mean, for what it is, it's good.
Yeah,
it's just not my cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
It's also not tea.
That is true. And now I'm picturing a tea soda, and I'm pretty sure that would actually be pretty disgusting.
Oh, that's what's so off about it. It isn't tea.
I knew it was something.
If it's not one thing, it's another.
I think I've had carbonated iced tea. It's okay.
And I don't think I have had that.
I needed the bottle.
You know, I'm going to up mine to an 85. It is an 85.
Quickly, Brian, before he rates it 140.
I'll go with 81 on this one. I liked it.
85,
it was good.
81, wasn't great. And what?
52.
Oh, wow.
52.
Bill does not like green apples.
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, don't bother good. Filling the air while on. I punch this into a calculator.
I was drinking. All gone.
What'd you say, Brian? 80 what?
81, I think.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah, let's go with 81.
You're changing it to 81.
So how are things?
72 and two-thirds.
That's a number I can get behind.
Ew. Why am I not into that?
Oh. Nice jobly, Jones Soda.
Mm-hmm. The first soda to score over 100 with caramel.
No, that's
but not the last.
I'm sure.
Because I'm sure we're going to need to do this with caramel is going to come up a lot more.
We're going to do like an episode where like sparkling lemonade. Oh, we're going to have caramel in it. No, dear it's God. A bad idea. Do it anyway. So we need to round out that caramel scale.
Yeah, very important.
Without caramel, I think the sparkling lemonade's 64. With caramel, 72? 28.
Nine.
I think I drank too much caramel.
You did have a shot of it.
I'm gonna try it.
Also, I totally did not factor in Dave actually drinking it into my enjoyment of the caramel soda, which is unfortunate, but we already got the number, so I'm just gonna stick with it.
No, I think the enjoyment in the room was well represented in the 140.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Oh, no! Okay. So, yeah.
So there you have it. Jones Green Apple Soda. Take a shot of caramel.
Man, that should be their slogan.